Thank you. Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Amos. Seek the Lord and live, or he will break out against the house of Joseph like fire, and it will devour Bethel, with no one to quench it. Ah, you that turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground. They hate the one who reproves in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor, and take from them levies of grain. You have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions, and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe, and push aside the needy in the gate. Therefore the prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. The word of the Lord. The psalm appointed for this Sunday is Psalm 90, verses 12 through 17.
Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to
Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since, then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Feelings, warm and fuzzy, overtake us when that childhood song is sung. And don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. But memories come flooding back. Memories of vacation Bible school, Sunday school, come back in us. And Jesus looked at that young man and loved him. But that wasn't the whole story. Jesus loves me, this I know. But that's not all the Bible tells me about Jesus' love. The young man in today's gospel story was well-mannered, well-educated, and well-off. He was sincere, he was honest, seemingly above reproach. Maybe he also had an engaging personality and a winsome smile. And so he came and he knelt before Jesus. "Good teacher, good rabbi," the man began. This man who seemingly had everything. "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" In other words, what must I do to be a part of God's kingdom? What must I do to be saved? Well, first of all, Jesus deals with the way the young man addressed him as good rabbi by pointing out that only God is truly good. And it's pretty presumptuous of anyone to accept the title of good teacher. And then Jesus goes on to address the man's question. "You know the commandments. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Honor your father and your mother." But the man responded, "Rabbi, I have kept all these commandments since I was a little boy." And then Jesus looked him right in the eye, and he loved him. And he said, "There's one thing left. Go sell whatever you own and give it to the poor. All your wealth will then be heavenly wealth." And then Jesus invited him to become his disciple. "Come, follow me." And the man's face clouded over. This was the last thing he expected to hear from Jesus. After all, he had kept the Ten Commandments. He was a good person. But this demand to give up all that he owned. And so he walks away with a heavy heart. You see, he was holding on tight to a lot of stuff, and he was not about to let go of it. And Jesus then looked at his friends and said, "Do you have any idea just how difficult it is for people who have it all, who are rich, how hard it is for them to enter into God's kingdom, to enter into a close relationship with God?" Now, I suspect that most of us here this morning just might be taking comfort in the fact that we don't have great wealth that that man had. At least we don't think we do. And so we can say, "Well, Jesus wasn't talking to me. I don't have to sell all my possessions to get into heaven. After all, Jesus didn't tell everyone that he met that they had to get rid of all their stuff." On the other hand, remember that old saying, "I never saw a hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer." What Jesus did was to look within this man and saw what was holding him back from keeping the first commandment, to love God with his whole being. Jesus could tell that he couldn't fully love God because his money just meant too much to him. Instead of possessing his wealth possessed him. And Jesus looked at the young man and he loved him. "Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus looks right through me, right through you, this I know. For the Bible tells me so." And we would prefer to have Jesus love us at a kindergarten level. No demands, no tough love, just accepting us as we are and not asking us to change. But that is not the love of Jesus that is revealed in the Bible. Because wealth had caused this man to turn away, Jesus told his followers that true commitment to God is difficult, very, very difficult for those who are rich, and impossible for those who are emotionally bound to their possessions. So this story is about money at one level. But at another level, it's about anything that keeps me from making a commitment to God. The things that bind us to this world are the very things that get in the way of our service to God. Things like family, or power, or wealth. It seems to me that Jesus is telling you and me that we need to examine ourselves and discover what it is in us that is a stumbling block to our living as children of God, and then do something about it. That means if we have a lot of material possessions, we need to see how we can use them to help others. It means that if we hold on to attitudes or prejudices that exclude others or are self-righteous, then we need to repent and change our ways. If family is the most important thing to us, then where do we put God in our lives? If we have become so wrapped up in our own wants and desires that we are no longer careful of our world or its people, then we need to look again at how we are being stewards of the world. So ask yourself this morning, what is it today that is keeping me from committing myself totally to God? What is holding me back? What is standing in the way from saying, I give myself to you, Lord God? Is it pride? Or money? Or family? When we ask Jesus the question the young man asked, what must we do to gain eternal life? Jesus is saying to every one of us that we must examine our own lives and see what things we have that are keeping us away from God. Two weeks from today, we're going to have a covered dish luncheon. It's St. Thaddeus Day, and we'll celebrate that. We're going to have this covered dish luncheon after church, and believe it or not, we're going to be focusing on stewardship. And you will be asked to pray about your gift to the church for the next year. And at the end of November, you will bring your pledge and place it here on the altar on Commitment Sunday. We're not going to present you with a budget for next year because we won't have one. Your vestry will use whatever you give and make a budget from it, and it will be enough. You see, that's the difference between fundraising and stewardship. Jesus knew what the young man who came to him needed. He needed to put God first and to follow Jesus on the way. Well, you and I also need to put God first and to follow. And our pledge to the church is one of the ways that we can express our love to God and to put Him first in our lives. Jesus looked at the young man and loved him. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus truly sees what I need to do to follow him. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen.
Let us stand together and profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found in your bulletin insert. Christ challenges our comforts and complacencies. Let us turn to him in our need, asking for God's intervention in our world, saying, Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayer. For the victims of war, conflict, and violence throughout the world, that they might encounter justice and peace, participating in the reign of God, we pray to the Lord. For churches and their leaders, that the dominion of God might be proclaimed in action as well as in word, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the lost, the lonely, the isolated, and the ill, that they might receive blessings a hundredfold, leading to eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this community of St. Thaddeus gathered in prayer, that we might gain riches by giving ours to others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christian communities, that the struggle to follow Christ will lead to life eternal, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray especially for those on our prayer list, especially Margaret, Jean, Steve, Kenny,
Nicole,
J.R.,
Jerome,
Mark,
Blair,
Michelle,
Harry,
Joan,
Kevin,
Paul,
Marie,
Colton,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Naomi,
Martha,
Renee,
Russell,
Jaden,
Brent,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Wendell,
Corinne,
Jeff,
Regina,
Ruth,
Gaynell,
Scott,
James,
Audrey,
Irene,
Debbie,
Larry,
Margaret,
Joyce,
Fran,
Peter,
Michael,
Pat,
Joe,
Debbie,
George,
Howard,
David,
Jeffrey,
Betsy,
Margaret,
Marcy,
LaDonna,
Jackie,
Laura,
Pat,
Jennifer
and Victoria,
and Linda.
We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially Eli Sargent, Dutch McGrath III, and Pat Sherrill. God, source of life and fountain of mercy, all things are possible with you. Grant us a share in your eternal life. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we are humbly repentant. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. Let me be my
Almighty
God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please be seated. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First of all, I hope all of you received this wonderful list when you came in. If you didn't, the ushers have one for you. Next Saturday from 9 to 2 is work day here at St. Thaddeus. And the vestry has compiled a list of things for you to do. Now, you can skip the last part because it says professional. I'm not assuming that any of you are professional, and we'll get that taken care of. But everything else needs to be done. So we'll meet at 9 o'clock, work till 2, and lunch will be provided. You're fortunate, I am not cooking. So there you go. Please plan to be here from 9 to 2 for the work day. We'd remind the vestry that you meet at 7 o'clock this Tuesday. And to our guests, I would remind you that everyone is invited to receive communion at this altar. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, remember that life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be quick to be kind, make haste to love, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.